عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. We continue with the discussion of this great Sahabi رضي الله عنه and how he came to the truth. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar was charging in a direction looking for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he was planning to put away some Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum as well. What had happened here was, even though Hazrat Umar was inspired by the Muslims, by their faith, by their Iman, but there was a conflicting war inside his heart. He was confused. He was amazed at the resilience of the Muslims. Even though they were tortured, they were not prepared to forsake their deen. At times Hazrat Umar used to also torture them. And at times he would say that, I'm not leaving you because I'm taking pity on you. I'm really tired now. But I'll torture you again. And he did this to so many of them. But on one occasion it so happened that Hazrat Layla says that we were packing. And Hazrat Umar went by and he asked us, like, what's the matter? So she says, I told him that, you know what, we had enough of you people. You don't want us to practice our deen. And this is our faith. It is our choice. And you don't want us to do it. We are going somewhere else where we can practice our deen peacefully. So Hazrat Umar then softened. And he said, you know, may Allah take you safely. When my husband returned, the same Amir we mentioned a few minutes ago, she mentions this to him, that this is what happened. So he was saying to her, that do you think Umar will soften towards Islam? She says, indeed, I really feel so. So Amir said, but let me clarify something. Even if his father's donkey embraces Islam, he won't. So that was what was expected or thought because of his hostility towards Islam. But his heart was softening. So it happens that few incidents that happen in a person's life that makes a person think and introspect and ponder and deliberate and realize that I'm going to die and I'm going to face my Creator. I have to make right with Him. That's why Bashir and Nadir, both are our duties. Explain to people the good news, the beauty of Islam, and explain to them the harms of not changing and passing away in that state. Explain to people this. Don't feel shy. In a polite, wise manner, in a simple manner, explain to one person. Even you going to have some coffee at a garage, talk to people about this and subhanallah, analyze how attentively they are prepared to listen to you. Even when you explain to them the meaning of the adhan, they are so amazed at the fact that they're listening to this for so many years, but no one took out the time to explain this beautiful rendition or call to them. So Hazrat Umar is marching and charging in the direction where he thought he could find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because he had a dastardly intention. And Hazrat Nu'aym sees him. Nu'aym bin Abdullah al-Nahham. Where are you off to, Umar? He says, I'm going to this irreligious one who has split our community and he condemns our religion. I'm going to end it off. So Hazrat Umar wasn't bearing the conflict anymore. And this was worrying him. He sees the truth on the one side, but he sees his seniors on the other side, and he sees this conflict in Makkah that he couldn't bear anymore. Anyway, Hazrat Nu'aym senses danger. So now he has to convince Hazrat Umar to stop these evil intentions of his. He says, do you think Banu Abdi Manaf will leave you to walk on this earth when you have killed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And you know his family, Banu Hashim and Banu Abd Manaf and so forth and so forth. Rather, Nu'aym is wondering and thinking, how will I convince Umar not to do this? So he also got shocked. Are you also from them? He says, leave that. Why are you starting with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Start with your own household. أَفَلَا تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ فَتُقِيمَ أَمْرَهُمْ. Start there. He says, what do you mean? Nu'aym says, your own family members, like your brother-in-law and your sister, they have embraced Islam. He says, what? Hazrat Umar immediately directs himself in the direction of their home. And Allahu Akbar, ta'aleem was taking place in the home. And Hazrat Khabbab used to guide them concerning the teachings of Islam. So the couple was doing ta'aleem, and at that time they were learning Surah Taha, subhanallah. Imagine we establish such an environment in our homes, husband, wife, children, learning Quran, learning deen, studying the deen, doing the halaqat, ta'aleem, the lives of sahaba kiram, radiallahu anhum. What an amazing environment of iman. This is one of the a'mal of hidayah that our ulama tell us. Da'wah, ad-da'wah, da'wat, ta'aleem, dhikr ibadah, and khidmah. These are the a'mal of hidayah. Hazrat Umar marching in the direction of their home. When he comes there, when he arrives, he hears them reciting. And when he wants to get in, as he gets in, he says to them, "What was I hearing? What was that sound?" So they say, "Actually, it's not what you think. It's not that. Well, it's nothing. You haven't heard anything." So he says, "Indeed, I know what you are doing. You are following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Laqad ukhbirtu annakuma, both of you." And Hazrat Umar then goes for his brother-in-law and bashes him and drops him, and his sister comes to stop him and to pull him away, and in that she gets hurt. And then when Umar sees the flow of blood, he felt this remorse. And then subhanallah, they told him, his brother-in-law told him, and his sister told him, "Umar, we have embraced Islam, we have brought Iman, you do what you like, fasna' ma badalak, we'll never forsake our deen and Iman." But Umar's heart was softened when he saw what happened to his sister. Anyway, he said, "Okay, let me see, what were you reading, what were you learning?" And Allahu Akbar, one interesting report says that Hazrat Fatima, radiallahu anha, kept the scriptures under her. So she sat on it. But obviously, this is not permissible. In normal circumstances, this is totally impermissible. How can one sit on the Quran or disrespect the Quran Kareem? But here in this case, it was to protect the Quran Kareem. Then in this case, this is necessary. If one was to, if the Quran was to be decimated, and one had to then protect it and put it in a box and then sit on top of the box to make the opposite person realize that this is, the Quran is not here, because Muslims would not disrespect the Quran Kareem. In that circumstance, it would be permissible and nay, meritorious. Anyway, they refused to give Hazrat Umar the pages of the Quran Kareem, and then he insisted and promised to show respect. Then they asked him to go and clean himself, and he went and washed. And when he returned, they gave him the scriptures of the Quran Kareem, wherein subhanallah, enshrined this surah, subhanallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. 14 verses Hazrat Umar recited.
Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.